This next story coming up here on KNKX comes from our weekly show, Sound Effect. Every week, there's a theme. Sound Effect host Gabriel Spitzer has this story about something that's better late than never.
This next story opened my eyes to a kind of time pressure that I was always aware of, but I hadn't fully thought through, not being a female in my 30s.
If you're single, you might meet some friends for a glass of wine or out or brunch, and the first thing they'll ask you is, are you dating anyone significant? Or how is that guy you were dating? How is that going? Is it serious? And where this is heading is about, it leads to procreation. Even though the women may not know that, it's exactly what they're asking is, when are you going to procreate?
Marin Landis is 37 years old with a thriving career at Amazon. And she, for one, would like to procreate at some point. Just hasn't happened yet. But now medicine has come up with ways to basically hit the snooze button on the biological clock. A lot of companies love this because the longer female employees delay motherhood, the more they can spend their fertile years working. It is still a bit controversial. But Landis says it's also very liberating for women like her, especially when they're constantly being asked about their biological clock.
How often would you say you heard the term biological clock?
Frequently. Weekly, I don't know. Yeah, you hear it on the radio, right? You hear it on TV. You hear it just, it's everywhere. Biological clock is ticking. The pressure is real.
Could you just explain a little bit more, like, what a big difference it is to lift that pressure?
It's like a running conversation in the back of a woman's mind. It's just always going when she's, especially as she's dating, it's just going all the time. And so she's with someone new, and she's, the back of her mind is thinking, is he good enough? Is he a provider? It's like all the things that you think about raising a child is going on in her mind when she's trying to get to know this person and see if she even likes him. And so there's a tendency to be like, well, he's tall enough. He's good enough. He's kind enough. And then she might start to kind of pretzel herself or change herself so that she's like, well, this, I can make this work. I can make that work. Sure, we can make this work. But then later on down the line, it really didn't work at all.
How did egg freezing come onto your radar?
So last summer, a good friend of mine from high school lost one of her fallopian tubes and nearly died. It just reduced her chance to get pregnant in the future significantly. And so I was just speaking with my mom about that, about sharing my friend's trauma. And my mom had been a nurse, retired nurse, and she said, why don't you think about egg freezing? This is something that I do need to be aware of, that my healthy eggs have a few years left, and then really I shouldn't have a child through the normal way. So by freezing eggs when I was 36 years old, it stopped that biological clock on those eggs.
So when you made the decision to do this, you had a significant other at the time, right?
Yes, I did. We had been together almost a year.
So how did you open up this subject with your boyfriend?
After I had done this research on my own, I didn't share at this point last summer with him, and I just told him about the process and told him what I wanted to do. Then I invited him to be the hero to the empowered woman that was about to do this, and he got very excited about that, and he was like, what do you need from me? What does support look like? And he was totally on board.
What were the first steps? What did you do, and how did you go about it?
I gave it a name. I gave it a project name. So I called this Project Diamond because I felt like I was growing diamonds in my body. And so it's about a month long thing. The first couple of days, or the first maybe 2 weeks actually, are pretty low key. There's some blood draws that happen. There's also ultrasounds. And then you begin to take, or I took the injectable hormones. It's like a daily injection. And that's really when the eggs begin to grow. And so for me, I think I was typical. I had about 13 eggs beginning to grow. And so you can imagine they're growing in your lower abdomen, uncomfortable. And they're the size of like key limes by the end. So 13 key limes all over there around the ovaries.
Whoa. Well, hang on a second. Yeah. So key lime, that's like a golf ball maybe?
Yeah, exactly.
13 golf balls.
Yes.
But you think of an egg as being like a cell, as being tiny.
Exactly. So there's a little sac around the egg. So you've got this microscopic or barely microscopic egg, and then it's surrounded by fluid sac that was like a harder golf ball size structure.
Wow. So you got 13 golf balls in your abdomen. How did that feel?
A little bit uncomfortable towards the end. Just made like sitting uncomfortable. I just wore like more comfortable clothing, like dresses and stuff. felt maybe like an early pregnant woman might feel, but the pressure was on the sides of the abdomen instead of where the uterus is in the middle. So it was a little bit awkward. Nothing that was terrible, but I didn't go running. I didn't do any jumping jacks or just anything that was going to like jostle me around too much.
And so once that happened and they extracted the eggs, they put them in the freezer. I'm sure it's more complicated than that, but something along those lines.
Yes.
Do you know where they are?
They're here in Seattle.
In a deep freeze somewhere?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you think about them ever?
I do think about them sometimes. I pay the rent on their freezer.
You're forced to think about them in that way.
So it's kind of funny.
So to what extent would you say this has quieted that inner monologue that you have in the back of your head that is telling you it's time to get moving?
For me, it has gotten a lot quieter. This is kind of a next threshold for women's empowerment. The birth control pill came to us, you know, earlier this last century, and now this is a new frontier. I do think there's room to improve and improve education about it and reduce the cost of it and just reduce the inconvenience for it. But I think in the future, all women will be doing this. It'll just be something that you do. Maybe you do it sometime after you graduate from college and it just something that is done and it's not a big deal at all. And maybe you do it with your girlfriends and
make a party out of it
and you just have your eggs on ice so that you can always show up and you can have the career that you want. You can meet the men that you want and you can choose your best partner when you're ready to do that. If you want to do that, you just have so many more options.
Do you feel like it puts you on more equal footing with men in terms of the choices that you can make?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. Men are so lucky in that regard. I was just out hiking with my friend this weekend and he was just telling me about what he's planning for his career and when he wants to have kids and these things. And it was just really interesting to just hear his freedom. So much freedom. There is no clock ticking for him and he can meet a woman whenever he wants to that is the right, as long as she's in a viable fertility age and have a child. It's no big deal. So yeah, having more freedom it feels great.
Bring us up to date then. What are your plans?
So it's hard to say if this whole experience didn't happen, if I would be in the same position I am now. I am engaged to the man I was dating at the time. I think he really started to look at things differently as he supported me through the egg freezing process, even though, you know, I never put pressure on him. This was my medical experience, my plan for myself. But he received that as an invitation to step up and to step into my life in a new way and trying to have a child naturally. I'm 37 still until March, so that's 38. So I'm still, my eggs should be pretty good naturally, but we're going to give it a try. So we're just going to focus on enjoying our first year of marriage. If we get pregnant, awesome.
And if not, you got a backup plan.
I've got a backup plan. But also if I'm not that lucky, it will be okay. I will have a fulfilling life if I don't have a child or if I don't have my own biological child. Like, how great to look at adoption. There's no shortage of ways to be a parent or a mother. There's just so many ways.